This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the B-side Pride of West London podcast. And predictably, I guess, knowing the history, the recent history of these two teams, it's finished Brentford 1, Crystal Palace 1. A really topsy-turvy game, I think. First half, it seemed to be pretty much all Brentford. Kevin Sharder got off the mark with an incredible, incredible shot. After the break, Brentford kind of went off the boil a little bit, and they kind of, Crystal Palace kind of took the initiative. And although Flecken made some really seriously good saves, there was one that got poked between his legs that was for the equaliser. We pushed really hard at the end, but we couldn't create another chance, I don't think. Game of not a lot of clear-cut chances, probably a fair result, but on another day we probably would have held out. I didn't see where the second goal was going to come from. What did you make of the game?
I'm a bit flat after that, Laney, to be honest. First half was good. Probably need to get that second goal, which we didn't, but didn't carve out enough, really. A good goal from Sharder, but again, didn't show as much maybe as we'd like. And I thought we sort of lost our way in the second half and gave them too much possession, and they got some good play. I'll have to see the goal again. Can't comment on the goal. Looked a bit scrappy. And then, you know, finally at the end when we did go for it, we looked like we could score. You know, another couple of minutes, I think we probably would. It's a point, but you know, never do the hashtag teams like, but you know, we're at home here against teams that are going to be there or thereabouts around us in the league, I think. And we need to win those sort of games. And it's early, but Whistler was quiet today, didn't really have a chance. They did a job on Brian. I thought their tactics were quite good. They did a job on Jensen. You know, crazy when he got the ball, but they closed him quickly. But Brian didn't get a lot of time on the ball either until the end when he broke through. But yeah, it's okay, right? It's okay, but it's not great.
So the consensus so far is probably 2 points dropped, more than 1 point gained. Obviously, we remain unbeaten, so that's better than nothing, I suppose. But we needed to create a serious big second chance, and I thought it was going to come. It didn't really, and you know, they got back more into the game, and they started creating a few chances, and Flecken made a couple of great saves. But you know, is that where your head's at? Two points dropped.
I think it's 2 points dropped if you consider the first half, where I thought we were a better team. But second half, they really came us. I thought they were a very good second half. And I really, really do like their two centre-backs, Anderson and Gouye. You're not going to beat Anderson in the air. Gouye on the ground is superb. I think they're two really good centre-halves. I've always liked them. and they showed it today. They were class. I think the 1-1's probably deserved. Literally, first half we were better, second half they were better. Not much more to say. Their midfield's getting better than it was last season. We didn't do much wrong. But I think we found a team that is so much like us, and they play that they can bank up. They can play defensively, and we don't know how to break them down. But they came out of second half and they were good. So
weirdly, that huge rainstorm seemed to take the wind out of ourselves. There were too many weather analogies, but we were really on top before that. We'd gone a goal up. Kevin Sharder got off his Brentford mark, and then the rain came, and then it just really did sort of dampen everything down, and you know, it was almost like we lost 10 minutes of that game.
I think, it kind of did. It did go a bit quiet during that time. But I think, second half, they seemed to come out with a bit more gusto. And although someone like Eze was, like, dangerous throughout the game, didn't, like, do too much. But second half, they turned it on. And, we struggled a bit second half.
We're just saying, is that 2 points dropped or a point gained?
I think we had a funny little spell, about 10-15 minute spell in the second half. Second part of the second half where they could have, they were putting us under it a little bit, and so I suppose you look at that and think maybe it's a point gain, but definitely 2 points dropped for me, because I just think they're quite a cynical side, Palace. They're quite a dull side to watch apart from the front three, and I don't think we were given any favours by the referee, who didn't seem to lose track of what the rules actually were a lot of time, and that affects you when you're playing football. You don't know what you can do and what you can't do. I thought it was appalling.
The players are coming round like they do every game now. They're walking in front of us, clapping us. We're clapping them back. It's not the free from desire moment. So we were hoping that we would be hearing at 5 o'clock, but we're three games in, we're unbeaten. I think we take that at the beginning of the season. But obviously, when you've got your noses in front. I said a minute ago that, it's the rainstorm in the first half, it seemed to just stop the game. Before that, we were like really confident. And then after that, we was almost like, let's get through to half time without conceding. Not because they were on the up, but it's just like that's the way the game was panned out. But brilliant to see Kevin Sharder score that first goal, because it was a beaut.
Yeah, absolutely superb strike. And he's needed that first goal, and he'll only get better, his decision making and first touch, which could, it takes a while to get used to this level of football, and I think he's got pace to burn, hasn't he?
I texted Lloyd Owusu at half time because Sharder's ripped his goal celebration off. He's raised the roof properly, and Lloyd Owusu said that he's more than happy with that, and he's told him that he should do it after he scores. I
mean, can't get much more of an accolade than from Lloyd, can you? So
no,
he'd be pleased with that, but. For Brentford, it's good that he's got off the mark, and he can just move on from it. He terrifies his defences. Didn't get any help from a referee today. Can't stress enough how bad that ref was. I mean, some bizarre decisions. Absolutely bizarre. No, one booking in a game like that where they were quite cynical, I find absolutely staggering.
When we got at them, when we got the ball down and we got the ball wide and we looked like we were going for their jugular, we scared the living daylights out of Crystal Palace. We didn't do that enough, did we?
No, absolutely. Yeah, I thought, when you have somebody by the throat, you need to really press on them and press down on it and make sure that something happens. We were, that was a battle for a team in between teams who will finish at the end of the season between 8th and 12th in the league. And probably that was a fair scoreline reflection. I mean, we'll have to see on Match of the Day what happened with the goal, because it was a long way. It was at the other end of the ground. But it looked like it did go through Flecken's legs. But did it get a deflection or not? Too early to say. We'll have to see what it does. Charlie looked good today when he was on the pitch for the 70 minutes. Great, great goal. And hopefully that will give him all the encouragement in the world that he needs to go on. Only thing I would say is, and this is going to sound an awful, it's a hashtag teams like this, but probably we need to be beating teams like Palace at home if we want to make sure that we're high up in the table, high mid-table come the end of the season. But hey-ho, one all, only for third game of the season. We go on, battle on. See you next week for Brentford, for Bournemouth.
So we're back at the pub after the game. We're all trying to work out how Palace equalised, and it looks like it was just a bit of a fluff. I think they all reached the ball at the same time, and yeah. Anderson got the toe poke between Flecken's legs, and it's another bloody draw against Crystal Palace. What did you make of the second half particularly?
I thought we faded quite badly in the second half. I can't argue with the draw. It was the right result. I mean, watching the goal back, yeah, you were right. I thought it was a tackle that turned into a shot, but it's not. It's Collins jumps it, thinking the keeper's going to get there, and neither of them quite get there, and Anderson just rolls it under them. But before that, you know, Flecken saved the free kick. Brilliant save, by the way. And then the double save, even better. So, you know, and that puts to bed any doubts about Flecken, people expressing. But, you know, when you look at the bench today, when you look at the players who aren't available at the moment, I mean, when Jensen goes off, we lose control of the midfield, we lose control of the match. Damsgaard's the natural sub, he wasn't available. And a bunch of other players, Baptiste, De Silva, who are out. This is the difference between draws and wins with this team. We use our subs normally, we bring four or five on, and that gets us over the line. We didn't have the subs to do it today, and that's why we faded and sort of lost control of the match. It's the El Jorico episode 5. I predicted it before the game. Of course we drew with Palace.
It's been a very busy week for Ivan Toney this week. He's been on the Diary of a CEO podcast, which has made a few ripples. He's signed for a new agency, CSS Stella, which the same agency that got Grealish, his 100 mil move. It's a switch. It's clearly not about him getting a new deal at Brentford. It's about moving to a new club. Talk about that another time. We've talked enough about Ivan Toney and that podcast this week. The elephant is in the room is always going to be, if we're winning games without him, no one really mentions him being missing. But we didn't win a game that we probably might have done if he was there today, because you know he is an outlet. He holds that ball up top second half when we struggled to do that. He gets, you know, he's our best striker in the club. It's a day that we really missed him.
Yeah, I mean, except all of that, though, of course, we did meet Palace last season when we had Ivan Toney either, and we are unbeaten this season, and we have a very good record without Toney in the team. I'm not too worried about how we're going to do. I mean, I think a lot of fans, maybe their expectations are too high. Ninth, I think, that was an exceptional season last year. I don't think we're going to finish ninth.
No, I wasn't saying that, you know, where we're going to be more than all right without him, but today he would have made a difference, I think.
I like to think so, though. No, we never seem to get any change out of Anderson at the back for Palace. The club are obviously comfortable that we're going to be fine without him, and we aren't the only club in this situation. You know, Fulham without Mitrovic, they really seem to miss him last week, didn't seem to matter this week. I mean, it's players leave clubs like Brentford and they can move on, don't they? And the question is whether we can replace them, and we are in the market. We are obviously looking for more players. I think we're probably about two players short in the squad overall. We're short an attacker and we're short a midfielder, but I'm pretty sure the club know that and they're looking. But
so at the end of today, 2 points dropped or 1 point gained?
When we take the lead, I'm so used to us with our record in the Premier League of seeing out and getting the points. I'd like to think we could have won today, but having watched it, I can't argue that they deserved their point.
So we're back in the boozer, and it's a weird one because I'm still thinking that's 2 points dropped. There's a lot of people think that's, you know, we're still unbeaten. I can see it. It's a 9-month season. You take points all over the place, and you know, there'll be other days where we do pick up three and we don't play as good as that. But you go 1-0 up and you're playing really, really well. And we seem to kind of stop as soon as the rain started. And you know, I've said that a couple of times already, but what did you think?
I don't know about the rain started. I think we came out in the second half and maybe weren't quite as industrious as we had been in the first half when we had the ball. I think, for me, I think that Jensen coming off, and maybe he was injured, but it felt like to me that although we'd conceded some control, I felt like we were still controlling the game and I wasn't overtly worried. But the minute that I saw Jensen was going off and Onyeka was coming off on, I knew that we were now saying we don't want to control this game because we haven't got a midfield that can. you know, between Norgaard, Janet and Onyeka, you're not going to control the game in terms of keeping the ball, because you're going to concede concession, simple as that. And my thinking was, we're now saying, OK, we're going to drop deep and we're going to hold out for 1-0. And then when they did score, we actually showed we could play a bit again, albeit I felt our only real attacking routes then were out wide, and there was, you know, banging crosses in, seemingly passing to Anderson, who maybe some of our players thought we signed when, you know, in the before this season, because we did a good job of picking him out, albeit he does do that. But I just felt today was like a game where I thought Palace are, I think they're a bog standard physical Premier League side with a manager who was quite happy for them to play that way. And the first half proved we are better than Crystal Palace. In the second half, we kind of played as if we thought we weren't better than Crystal Palace, and we let Palace score, and then we have a bit of a huff and a puff at the end, and it just feels to me like it was a big opportunity lost. I think you take 3 points today and you sort of stamp your authority a bit, don't you? And yeah, I just thought it was a bit disappointing.
Well, I mean, you know, the points aren't won until the points are won, but we were top of the league at half time, and that kind of does underline your point a little bit, I guess, or a lot, is that, you know, we had a great start to the season, and with the win, it would have been an incredible start. We would have been sat there, you know, and not that league position count at the moment, but it's getting through to the first international break unbeaten. But we're both saying we think that's 2 points dropped.
Yeah, so basically we draw with Palace all the time, but we want to be better than we were last season. That means beating Palace at home, and we didn't. And in the second half, we didn't look better than Palace. We did in the first half, but I do get that the bench, through reasons of injury, looked incredibly unbalanced. You know, is centre backs and, you know, and KLP, and there's not much else on the bench, is there?
Are we concerned about that? Because there's a transfer window about to shut.
To be honest, I wasn't concerned, and I've seen a lot of noise about it. But what I saw when I looked at the bench today, I became a bit concerned. And by the end of the day, I thought, yeah, we do need a couple of bodies in, probably. Because if we're not going to get the injured players back quickly, who knows what's happened to Damsgaard. And maybe today was Damsgaard's opportunity. You know, maybe he comes on for Jensen. And I know people, you know, but at least Damsgaard can see a pass. And we really went down to three midfield players. It's not their job. That isn't their job. Their job is to help the player that can see a pass, if you know what I mean.
Football's a funny old game, isn't it? You know, we did get a point last week at Craven Cottage and we win today. Would it feel different than the other way around?
We should have won 3-0 today. We played the first half today like we did last week, and we should have gone on and we should have won that game today.
It's going to be interesting what Thomas Frank says after the match, because I probably feel he's going to be saying exactly the same. It's a game where we went out and we stamped our style on the match, and I thought we looked great and we fully deserved the lead, and we probably deserved to build upon that. It didn't happen after the break, and we have dropped 2 points against a team that, yeah, I have to agree that we were better than Palace today. So Brentford, we not lick our wounds because we're still unbeaten, but we regroup. We've got a trip to Welsh Wales on Tuesday night where we take on Newport County. Not quite sure what kind of team that's going to be. We might be welcoming Saman Godos back onto the pitch, I would imagine, at some stage. And then obviously we've got AFC Bournemouth at the G-Tech next Saturday. So then we have a couple of weeks off before we go to Newcastle. So there's a lot to think about during the week. And I hope that we can sign off from this first four games with a win against Bournemouth. We have a Saturday night to look forward to back in the pub. There's some really good beers on display, and I'm going to work my way through a couple more of them. But have a really good Saturday night, all of you, as Brentford fans say, come on you bees.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, We understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.